Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Working to counter critics in Congress, President Barack Obama defended the Iran nuclear deal, calling it a choice between diplomacy and some form of war. Let's gauge public reaction with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, the president's speech Wednesday at American University aired live on cable television. Presumably, he was also trying to make his case to the American public.
I'm sure he was. And the more I study the data on American public opinion about the Iran agreement, the more I say that it's very malleable. And therefore, he's pretty smart to try to get out there and form it one way or the other. One recent poll that just came out was done by CBS News, and they gave respondents the explicit option when they ask about the plan or don't you know enough about it to have an opinion, and almost half, 46%, chose that option, which kind of shows that a lot of Americans simply don't know exactly what's going on or where they feel on the issue. In that poll, it was a slight negative versus positive for those who did have an opinion, based on how CBS News explained it. But then a recent poll done by NBC and Wall Street Journal explained it a different way, and it broke even. And then a Pew poll asked about it and didn't explain it at all, and it was more negative. And then prior to that, an ABC Washington Post poll explained it and actually got a more positive response. All of which tells me that it really is an issue which Americans don't have strongly formed opinions on at this point, and they're willing to be pushed one way or the other as they find out more about it.
Interesting. Frank, we often cite the economy and dysfunction in government as one and two in terms of preoccupations with the American public. To what extent is this Iran deal even in the public awareness?
That's a great question. When we look at our most important problem question, we don't find it showing up at all. In fact, I recently was cataloging the 11 top issues on the minds of the American public at this point, and actually nothing about foreign relations or international relations shows up. It is, as you say, the economy, dysfunctional government, and social problems here in the U.S., racism and immigration, healthcare, education. Those are the things that right now are top of mind for Americans. This situation internationally, although very important when we ask about it, the idea of somebody having nuclear weapons is a very powerful one for Americans, but it's just not at the forefront of their minds when we ask unprompted what the average American out there is worried about.
Let's circle back to one of the items you just ticked off. This Sunday marks 1 year since 18-year-old black and unarmed Michael Brown was killed by a white Ferguson, Missouri police officer who later was cleared by a county grand jury in the Justice Department. Frank, there have been several high-profile incidents in the interim between white officers and unarmed black suspects. And with that, is it perceived that black and white relations are worse now than in the past?
It is. We just updated a number of our indicators that we have tracked over the years about attitudes about race relations. It's very important to note that these are attitudes. We're asking Americans to project how would you say relations are between the races in this country today, and they have nosedived. We had a big tumble in the percent of Americans who said black and white relations are good in this country. We also had a drop in the percent of Americans of all races who said they are satisfied with the way that black Americans are treated in this country today. And we've had an increase in the percent of Americans who say the most important problem facing the country today has to do with race or racism. So attitudinally, Americans have reacted compared to our data now to what we have previously obtained and are saying, yes, race relations are a big issue in this country.
Though are the strength of those feelings more pronounced within the black community?
They are, but what's attitudinally, but what's important, we actually have tracked not attitudes about race relations, but we have asked black Americans periodically over the years, within the last 30 days, have you felt discriminated against in a series of situations? And what's interesting there, Dave, and I think this is very important, we have not seen any change in this self-reported feeling of being discriminated against because of race on the part of black Americans. 24% of blacks tell us that they have felt discriminated against while shopping in the last 30 days, 20% in a restaurant or at a venue for entertainment, 18% at work, 18% in dealings with the police, and 12% while getting health care. Now, those are pretty substantial numbers overall, but actually these have not changed, particularly the police item. Now, this is important. Black Americans are no more likely, one by one across this country, to tell us that they feel they've been discriminated against in dealings with the police now than they have at any previous point over the last decade and a half that we've measured it.
Was there a polling on whether blacks would prefer the same, more, or less police presence in their communities?
Indeed, and that's also very interesting. We ask exactly that question. Blacks say they would like to have a larger police presence. Let me give you the numbers. 38% say in their community they would like to see more police rather than less. Only 10% say less police, and then about half say it's about the right number now. Black Americans are actually more likely than whites to say they would like more police in their area. And interestingly, we ask Americans whether they felt that police treated minorities unfairly in their area. And about half of blacks said yes. And we looked at that group, and they're actually even more likely to say we want more police in our area. So we don't have an instance where black Americans are telling us we want less police. They actually say they'd like more police. Obviously, the key here is there is a real perception that the police that are there should be better trained or better able to handle racial situations.
Frank, lastly, in the heat of the summer, Americans look to quench their thirst, and I understand Gallup's annual poll on drinking potent potables is out.
64% of Americans drink alcohol. That means about a third of us are teetotalers, total abstainers, as we used to call it down in the South. And that hadn't changed. That's one of these remarkable numbers that has stayed very constant over time. About two-thirds of Americans drink at least occasionally. So we give them three choices, beer, wine, and liquor. 42% say beer is their favorite, 34% wine, 21% hard liquor. A lot of demographic differences, of course, in consumption to those beverages. Wine skews towards females, skews upscale, and skews to older Americans. Men and young people, and actually people with a lower socioeconomic status, are much more likely to prefer beer as their beverage of choice.
I understand Gallup also looks into problem drinking.
We do. There is a question we've asked since just after World War II. Has drinking ever been a cause of trouble in your family? And way back in 1947, 15% of Americans said yes. And then that number went up in the decades that followed, up to about a third of Americans. And it's been, it was some fluctuation about at that point since. And right now, at this very point, a very significant third of all Americans say that drinking has been a cause of problems in their family.
Conversely, is it possible that it was more of a stigma to concede such a problem back in 1947?
That's an excellent question. Could be. Our polling back in 1947 was done face-to-face. A Gallup interviewer was in the living room with somebody. Maybe it was a little more difficult for a respondent sitting next to another family member, perhaps, to say, yes, drinking's been a source of problem in my family back then. Now our interviews are done on cell phones and landlines, and maybe it's easier to say yes to that question.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.